You know, you think about some of the fundamentals of the Bible and Christianity, you can't help but to thank God that He made things so simple in one way, yet complex in another. Well, a few things that I want us to just gather as we talk about fundamentals all year is the Christ and the church. Well, when we think about the church, we understand that Jesus Christ is the builder of the church. Jesus said that he promised to build his church in Matthew 16 in verse number 18, which means that no one else has authority to build a church. We have men building things all the time, but one thing that they can't do is build the church of Christ. And the reason why is because Jesus, he prophesied to build it, and he did exactly that. But also, when we consider Jesus, he is the head of the church. The church only has one head. It's like husbands being the head of their wives. She should only have one head. Well, according to Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23, it's interesting that God put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. And so Jesus Christ prophesied to build his church. He is the head of that church, and there is only one body, Ephesians 4 and verse number 4. These are fundamentals that we have to continue to remind ourselves of. Maybe, of course, we have new converts here. They need to hear those things and be reminded that there is only one church. There's only one head, one Christ, one builder. And we understand that Jesus Christ is the one that established his church. He named his church. You know, according to Romans 16:16, God gave his church a name. It's interesting when you talk to people, especially in denominationalism, you talk about the name of Christ's church in the Bible. And they say, I didn't know that the name of the church was in the Bible. Well, of course it is. Romans 16 and verse number 16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Reason why he calls it the churches of Christ, because in that region there were multiplicities of the groups of people that belonged to Christ. The churches of Christ. And they're still saluting people today. And when we consider Christ's church, friends, there's only one that you can be a member of and be saved. But we also understand that Christ's church is organized. Jesus Christ, of course, is being the head. And this church, which is powerful, is beautiful, has a group of men called elders, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Who have qualifications that must be met, Titus chapter 1. And when those qualifications are met, then they're able to lead the congregation, perhaps even with deacons, evangelists, ministers, members. It's interesting that God, he outlined everything that the church needed in order to properly sustain herself. And this is why we consider Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16, and the structure of the church. That's the foundation of it. Jesus Christ, of course, being a foundation, we're staying with the apostles' doctrine, the foundation of the apostles, and we continue with that. We continue to learn about Christ and his church. But I want to leave you with this point. Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. You remember Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9? Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Well, what is the plan of salvation? What is the plan of salvation all about? God's plan of salvation is about the man Christ Jesus, who came forth from heaven, lived among men, died on the cross, was raised from the dead, and now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Friends, what a blessing to know that man. That's the one that we obeyed. And as Christians, we have to continue to submit our will to his will. I was talking to a good brother today, and he made an excellent point that I haven't even really considered. But we were talking about denying self. And the more we deny ourselves every single day, we're actually submitting to his will. Which means that if we're not careful, we can get to a point, even as Christians, where we'll say, in this particular area in my life, I will not submit. That's not where we need to be. We need to learn to submit to the will of God in every single area of our lives. And it takes a lifetime to do it. It takes a lifetime to do it. So I want to encourage all of us, as we're studying the fundamentals of the faith all year long, stay with the fundamentals. Don't get away from the fundamentals. By hearing the gospel, a person can be on their way to believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. By believing the gospel, one can be on their way by hearing what God's word has to say, that they may repent. Repent of what? Repent of sin. And when we consider repentance, it's a change of mind which leads to a change of life in view of eternal salvation. And all of us need to repent. Jesus said on one occasion, except you repent, shall all likewise perish. And so our Lord said that repentance is necessary. That means that the gospel teacher and preacher must preach repentance. But then one must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You have some to say, well, you need to confess your sins. No, a sinner doesn't have to confess their sins. They need to confess Jesus Christ being Lord. We confess sin after you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1 and verse number 9. But those who are outside of Christ must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. And then they must be baptized in water for the remission of their sins. And God will do something amazing. He will put you in Christ. He'll put you in the church. He'll wash away all of your sins. He'll give you all spiritual blessings. You'll be on your way to heaven. You have eternal life. What more can a man or a woman ask for? Especially one that has gone against the will of God. But maybe you're a child of God and you need special prayer. You know what the church is about? It's about coming together, encouraging one another, admonishing one another, helping one another, loving one another. As a matter of fact, the world will know that we are his disciples, of the love we have one for another, as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.